Time now for a Left of Lansing Friday Short for this March 15th of 2024.
They say racism is over, so we don't need to give minority-owned business owners a leg up in the budget. Madam President, racism isn't over. We have at least one Republican governor trying to rewrite some hard truths about American history and turn it all into happy history. We have a now former Republican presidential candidate afraid to say the Civil War was fought over slavery because it would tank her poll numbers.
That was Michigan Democratic State Senator Dana Polhanke of Livonia blasting State House Democrats from the ironically named Michigan Freedom Caucus for introducing a resolution to censure Democratic House Speaker Joe Tate of Detroit. Was Joe Tate found liable for sexual assault in a civil trial? No, that's their dear leader Donald Trump. Was Joe Tate accused of domestic violence, where police reports say he smashed his girlfriend's phone screen? No, that's current Michigan Republican House Minority Leader Matt Hall. Well, was Joe Tate accused of allegedly threatening a fellow student with gun violence and shouting, "The South will rise again," while a student at Western Michigan University some 20 years ago? No, once again, that was House Minority Leader Matt Hall. Well, then what in the world did Joe Tate do to get this group of insurrectionist-loving state Republicans to want to censure him? Because Joe Tate, they say, is racist. Wow. Well, that's quite the accusation. What did Speaker Tate do? What are the charges against Michigan's first Black House Speaker? Well, they say he's a racist because he stripped Republican State Representative Josh Shriver last month of his committee assignments and staff. You see, Representative Shriver of Oxford in Oakland County retweeted a post hyping up the right-wing white supremacist conspiracy theory known as the Great Replacement Theory. Now, these nutjobs think that Democrats want more immigrants of Latin descent in the United States to replace white people, which is a dangerous, dangerous theory since we know a few mass shooters have stated their belief in that theory as to why they had to murder innocent Americans. Speaker Tate said he won't let the House be a place where racists share their bigotry, racism, and hatred for other Michiganders. So, seemed like an easy call to make, I think. But the so-called party of personal responsibility is once again crying and complaining that they're being held accountable for their downright despicable racist actions. And like Trump, they're doubling down on their racism. Representative Steve Kara of Three Rivers, who says that the January 6th insurrection should be called Remembrance Day to celebrate those who tried to overthrow our election and our system of government. Yeah, that's Steve Kara, called Speaker Tate a racist because last year's state budget contained $10 million to help minority-owned businesses and nonprofits here in the state. Now, of course, perhaps we should be allocating more than $10 million to help strengthen minority-owned small businesses since, you know, that would end up helping the entire state of Michigan. And as Senator Polhanke said, we will continue to do so to combat years and years of systemic racism, which Steve Kara and his buddies are trying really hard to conceal in the classrooms because it exposes the racist loser bullies they are. It's no surprise Republicans are once again failing to take personal responsibility for their racist actions and instead fall back playing the victimization and identity politics cards they accuse Democrats of always playing. It's always the projection with Republicans. It's what they do. LeftofLansing@gmail.com is my email address. Subscribe to Left of Lansing wherever you get your podcasts and give it a 5-star review. Visit leftoflansing.com and listen to this week's episode on the Republican politics of fear, right-wing cognitive dissonance, and why House Democrats were wrong to join in the Republican effort to ban TikTok.